I'm John Moe. This week on Wits, Andy Richter explains the mindset necessary for a career in late-night comedy.
What I'm going to say is so important that everyone else should sit in the dark and listen to me say whatever I'm going to be saying, because it's going to be that good.
And Nico Case has a successful music career of her own, but she thinks being the lead singer of Iron Maiden would be pretty hot.
Yeah, one minute I'm wearing these Harlequin spandex, the next minute I'm just flying a jet. Oh, you want to know about the Saxons, do you? I've written several books on the topics of Stone Age weaponry.
But we're fine with her singing her own songs.
Man, that's what she raised me to be. Not your identity crisis. This was planned.
It's all on Wits, coming right up. From APM, American Public Media, and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe. Coming to you from the Fitzgerald Theater in downtown St. Paul, do not believe in your dreams. In any way. Not your actual dreams, of course. Those things aren't true, and they're dreams, and they're weird. But you might want to avoid your figurative dreams as well. At least the big, ambitional ones. Because they might be unrealistic. You likely won't be an astronaut or the president. Best not to waste your time on all that. Don't believe in your dreams. Instead, do something constructive. It's really easy to find something constructive to do instead of believing in your dreams. Believe in ice cream. Deliciously believable. Believe in The Scream, a badass real Norwegian expressionist painting. Believe in Sid Bream, fairly decent Major League Baseball player. A lot of people urge you to reach for the stars. I urge you don't. The stars are millions of light years away, and any star you see is dead by now, so starlight is just sun ghosts. Don't reach for the stars. Preach with cigars and get the congregation's attention. Impeach Jamie Farr. Elect him first, then throw him out. You can teach in a bar. You can beseech Gwar. These are all legitimate acts you can perform that will have better results than reaching for the stars. Reach for The Cars. Shake It Up is a great album. Since You're Gone, I Took a Big Vacation. Rick Ocasek, come on, shut up, he's great. Now, let's talk about the box. Don't ever think outside the box. You can't think outside of something. That's not how thinking works. Where did you learn about prepositions? Options from the world of the possible. Stink outside the box. You can shower up and then go into a box. It's tight in there. You want to smell good. Wink outside with clocks. Slink around the rocks. All are possible, unlike your whole thinking and box plan, which isn't even a thing. Look, folks, my point is, don't listen to anyone talk about anything, especially me. I don't know who I am or how I got here. Who are you people? What is going on? And we got a great show. Singer-songwriter Nico Case is here, along with our house band John Munson and the Witnesses, featuring Kelly Hogan this week. He's an actor who's appeared in Arrested Development, Elf, Andy Richter Controls the Universe. He's also co-host on Conan on TBS. Please welcome back to the show, Andy Richter.
Hello. Thank you, thank you.
Good to see you, Andy.
Good to see you.
Now, I think you have the perfect job. You get to sit there on the Conan show, and then when you have a great line, you can get kind of just jump right in with it.
Yes.
It seems effortless. Is it effortless?
Well, ideally, yes, it is kind of. I have run a racket my entire life in which people think that I prefer spontaneity when I don't like to work ahead of time on things.
Isn't that what spontaneity is?
Spontaneity means, like, you know, oh, well, we don't need to talk about it ahead of time. Let's just do it, you know?
I was watching Conan the other night, and I think there was a moment that I remembered and that we saved that I think really epitomizes this. Can we listen to that?
After their appearance, the Red Hot Chili Peppers had the number one brand of chest waxing kits.
Yeah, wax it away now.
Conan followed that up by saying, I think you have better writers than I do. So do you learn when is the perfect moment to chime in?
It's, well, people are often complimentary about my wisecracking batting average.
Yeah.
And I like to say I work in a baseball game where I only take pitches that I choose. Right. So I'm like a designated hitter that sees a good one coming and then runs in front of the batter and takes a swing at it. You know, no one expects me to say, you know, I don't have to say things.
Right, right. You're so only just, at bat, you can swing it whenever
yeah,
you feel
when
like it.
Yeah, when something good comes to mind, it's like, well, time to perk up, you know?
Now, there was another time when you were a little more on the spot, which was on Jeopardy, on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yes.
And you creamed Wolf Blitzer, which
yes.
I found so gratifying.
It was, I felt just terrible.
Really?
I certainly never thought in my life that I would humiliate Wolf Blitzer on television. But it, I mean, because I think I had something like $69,000 at the end, and he had negative 400 or something like that.
Why did you feel bad about that?
Because it's one thing to make fun of Wolf Blitzer because he's Wolf Blitzer. And then it's another thing altogether to destroy him and then look at him and see him and his wife scurry out of the building the minute the game is over. And then have, because they stacked the tapings of those, Soledad O'Brien was in the waiting in the green room waiting to do the next taping of Celebrity Jeopardy. And she's on CNN with him. So she was kind of like, good job. You know, I'm like... raised eyebrows.
Things are going to be tense back at the office.
Yeah.
Talking with Andy Richter, this is Wits, I'm John Moe. You recently tweeted, as I was sitting around trying to think of all the things I wanted to ask you, I took a break to read Twitter, where you had tweeted, why does anyone ever interview anyone about anything?
Yeah, I can be
First of all, what led to that question?
I think I was watching, like, something on daytime television or something, and they're like, you know, up next, we'll find out, you know, what the greatest things you can do with mushrooms. And I just kind of felt like, although actually, that it wasn't what it was.
Because that could be.
Because that sounds kind of like, yeah, you know what, I would stick around for that. But also, I do feel like many interviews at the beginning of them, perfect golden ones like this one.
Sure.
But many of your run-of-the-mill ones, you know what people are going to say.
Do you ever have that during your show where somebody's on, you're like, I just see that bus coming down the road?
Oh. No. Well, our stage manager, because he has a signal that he gives to how many minutes are left, and he said he always knows when it's a bad interview because I have to really pivot my head around to see how many minutes are left. And there are sometimes when Conan's talking to somebody and I'm like, oh my God, how many? Oh, 2 minutes left. Jeez.
So watch the Andy pivoting to know how it's going.
Well, I never do it on camera. I'm pretty aware of when the camera's on me.
It is strange. The whole idea of interviewing.
Well, I mean, we could be doing this at a coffee shop.
Right.
And, you know, and maybe someone eavesdropping would laugh, but then they would be outing themselves as an eavesdropper.
Yeah, it's inappropriate. So, yet somehow we've decided that this is an appropriate venue.
Well, there's a basic kind of megalomania about performing.
Right.
Because you have decided, and especially I'm from the Midwest, so I know the kind of Midwest humility. Let's give it up. Yeah.
Illinois, right?
Illinois. I'm from Illinois. So there's, you're, especially here, it's ingrained in you. Like, you know, don't toot your own horn. You know, don't be loud.
You're nothing special.
And then, but then I get into a business where I think what I'm going to say is so important that everyone else should sit in the dark and listen to me say whatever I'm going to be saying, because it's going to be that good.
Well, you seem completely at ease when you say it. Have you just been doing it for so long that it's just a normal part
I am,
of life?
I'm like a hot dog on a roller at 7-Eleven. I've just been sitting here turning and turning, and I could sit up here and read a book. You know, I mean, if y'all want to watch me read a book, that's fine with me. My wife for years has been saying things like, you know, like if I ever walk past an uncovered window naked, she'll be like, the window's open. There's no curtain, you know, at a hotel or something. And I'm like, if people want to see a naked fat man, that's their business. They get an eyeful. I don't care.
If they're going to go through all that effort, might as well. Well, thanks for saying things, Andy Richter. And audience, thanks for sitting in the dark and quietly listening to
him. Yes, thank you.
Andy Richter, everybody.
Hello, I'm singer, songwriter, and broken piano Tom Waits.
And I'm the ghost of President Abraham Lincoln.
Abe and I agree on many things. The phantom burn of whiskey at the end of a long night screaming in a warehouse.
The importance of keeping our nation from being torn asunder by the scourge of slavery.
And then, of course, there's convenient and delicious food for kids.
Now, I am without physical form. The beam of heaven beckons me, urging me toward the eternal reward of joy. But I shan't go. Because I want to tell you about the tasty offerings endorsed by Tom Waits, me, the ghost of Abe Lincoln, and British mope rock icon Morrissey. Like beanie weenies in a can. Little cut-up wieners and baked beans. In a can.
So these very tasty beanie weenies in a can. These weenies are made of plants. Eat them alone when you're feeling sad. The best beanie weenies you've ever had. From Morrissey.
The ghost of Abe Lincoln.
And Tom Waits. Listen, this is the food my grandfather would eat when he was down on his luck and living at the abandoned bus station with a pig named Otis. So buy it for your children.
Please, 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 Mom, purchase these beanie weenies in a can. Oh, it would make me so joyful at school, if only for a little while. Before the melancholy returns.
Tom Waits, ghost of Abe Lincoln, and Morrissey brand beanie weenies in a can. This is my greatest accomplishment, including defeating the South.
Andy Richter as Lincoln, Chris Koza as Morrissey, me as Waits. Our musical guest this week is a singer, songwriter, musician of enormous talent. Her latest album was nominated for a Grammy. It's called The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. Here's Nico Case.
Man, and not just casually,
Implicit in the woman's heart is the watermark by which I measure everything. This was planned. I'm a man. You'll like a deal with me. My proxy is mine. Deal with me directly. I'm drunk, pink perfume. And I'm the man in the moon. Cause you didn't know what a man was until I showed.
Nico Case with John Munson and the Witnesses. Coming up, a magical night at the prom, more snacks from Lincoln, Waits, and Morrissey, and Bruce Springsteen has a burning problem. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with singer Nico Case and TV guy Andy Richter. Andy, I have to ask, in the research that I have about you, it says that you were a high school prom king. Is that right?
Well, I don't know what you mean by was. I mean, kings are kings for life. I am a prom king.
I don't follow. What do you mean?
Oh, it's obvious you don't follow. Listen, I brought a tape of what I did last weekend. It should explain.
It's a very nice prom this year, Mrs. Dukeman.
Thank you, Mr. Flarbring. The kids did the work. I'm just a shep. What is that?
Oh, that non-faculty adult wearing the crown and sash?
And carrying a scepter. We need to intervene.
Yeah, excuse me, sir. You are not a teacher, and I don't think you're a parent.
I am what my sash proclaims.
Prom King?
Prom King Andy Richter. I'm here on Prom King business. Your own king and queen shan't be valid until I make it so.
Andy Richter, like from Conan?
Yeah, we don't tape on the weekends, and... That's when I travel from town to town, from prom to prom, sanctioning prom royalty.
You know that's kind of weird, right?
I only know that it would be weird not to do it. On that magical 1984 night when I was crowned, I made a solemn oath and wrote my name in the screaming book of blood. This isn't some joke like homecoming. Prom is serious. Now, where are your purported king and queen?
Okay, I've heard enough. Let's head for the exit, pal.
Why do you want to get rid of me, Jeff? Still hurt from being jilted a week before your prom?
Oh,
adult you.
I see things. I have powers. And Doris, you were 15 votes shy of being queen.
I was so close.
And you're even closer now. There's a reason the two of you are chaperoning. You have unfinished prom business. You need to embrace the prom inside you. Prom only ends when you are dead. And even then... even then, there's an after party at a medium-priced hotel we call heaven. And now to my work. Come forth, my young charges.
Those kids are floating across the dance floor. They're hovering. How did you...
I am prom king. Okay? Jeez. My young queen.
Oh, my gosh. You're Andy Richter, as it was foretold.
Mm-hmm.
The prophecies engraved in the gymnasium walls, they were all true.
You two are about to set sail on a journey. From tonight on, it will be your holy chore to become forever ambassadors of prom.
For reals?
Totes for reals. Normally, there's an elaborate ceremony with candles, and I perform two songs by Loverboy, but we have to skip that. Instead, Mike Reno and the band will appear as apparitions hovering above me.
Ooh.
Now listen, Queen...
Beckany.
Beckany. And your king?
Jimothy. My name's Jimothy.
Yes. Do you two promise to carry prom in your heart always? To command the prom birds only for good? To vanquish enemies vengefully with the prom sword?
Okay.
I do. This is amazing. My life begins tonight.
Then it is done.
Hey, you guys, I've got a thermos of Axe body spray sangria in the limo.
Let us all go to the limo and drink of the Axe body spray sangria. I have the screaming book of blood in my knapsack.
I have a bottle of cough syrup I stole from my aunt.
Oh.
I got half a Xanax.
To the limo. Your life awaits.
Nico Case and me as teachers, Kelly Hogan and John Munson as prom queen and king, Andy Richter as himself. Here with more music, Nico Case.
Ba-da-da-da.
Gravity is soothing, winds me in a sleek cocoon. Reveal myself when I'm ready. I reveal myself invincible soon.
Nico Case with John Munson and the Witnesses, featuring Kelly Hogan. Nico Case, welcome back to Wits.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here. Now,
I'm glad to be here.
The latest album, The Worse Things Get, The More I Need to Get Things That Are Better Than the Other.
That's exactly
things.
What it's called. Layers. Layering. The more I need to layer.
There's a lot. Such a wonderful album. Such a delight. What went into making it? It seemed like a long, possibly excruciating process.
Yeah, it was the longest I've ever taken to make a record. Not to be a super downer, but I lost a lot of family members. And frankly, they weren't really ones that I was that bummed to lose. But it doesn't really matter.
Way to turn the anecdote around.
I know, it really, you know, a lot of musicians and artists like to take their grief and act like it's this gilded chariot of awesomeness that only they got to ride in, and every single person on earth goes through these super mundane long periods of depression when crappy things happen. So I didn't really want to pretend it was anything really amazing. Really, it was just like putting on your gas station suit every day and going, I'm a wiggly worm. I'm going to go root through the poop now.
I saw an interview with Taylor Swift where she used the same worm through the poop dish analogy. Not really.
She's kind of a mentor of mine.
She is kind of a hero.
She took me under her wing at that time, and I really appreciate her for that.
Good. Well, it's good to have mentors.
Her young wing was soft. It was nice.
Now, the last time you were here on the show, something very special happened with a song that you sang, and I just want to hear a little bit of it right now. This is Nico singing Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden. And you are a hardcore, non-ironic Iron Maiden fan, right?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Tell me about that.
I love the fact that they've been around forever, and they haven't done that cliche drug addict drop out and then come back. They're all just these English nerds who like to do things like learn how to fly freaking jets and...
Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah, or, you know, become history majors. And that, to me, my friends, is hot. Yeah, one minute I'm wearing these Harlequin spandex. The next minute, I'm just flying a jet.
to Iceland for some kind of aid or something. I don't know. Oh, you want to know about the Saxons, do you? I've written several books on the topics of Stone Age weaponry, sure.
Now, you and I grew up in the same part of the country, in adjoining towns in the South Puget Sound region of Washington State. Mm-hmm. And heavy metal music there, at least in our generation, was a kind of folk music. Everybody listened to it.
Yeah, and people were not kidding. Hard.
Explain that culture for people who weren't there with us.
Well, like the people who loved Iron Maiden for a while, like middle school era, were the kind of people who would beat you up. But then when you realized that you had cigarettes in common, you kind of could mingle together in the bathrooms. And then there was makeup sharing. And then there was just straight up like, I don't want to go to school. This is stupid. Let's get pregnant or something. Whatever we got to do to get out of here is awesome. And drugs? Let's do some of those. Who's got MDA?
Makeup sharing, I assume you meant thick blue eyeshadow?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Did you have the thing?
Thicker the better. Pink eye, be damned. I'm borrowing that. Borrowing that now. I had a friend who literally had a pacer that had a nitrous button in it. Because her boyfriend was a mechanic. It was the most awesome thing I've ever seen. And she had her hair did not fit in her car. Like, she kind of would smash it on the ceiling.
Nico Case, everybody. Support for Wits comes from CVS Drugstores, which recently announced it would stop selling all tobacco products in all stores, saying such products are inconsistent with the company's mission to help people be healthy. CVS, gummy worms on aisle 6. And from Parades, do you like standing alongside a street and watching other people walk down the street? Then try a parade. We also get support from the new album by William Howard Taft Punk, featuring the single We're Up All Night to Strengthen the Interstate Commerce Commission. Additional funding provided by Canadian Fonzie.
Long have I wandered the mortal plane, bereft of the body stolen from me by an assassin's bullet. I yearn to be reunited with my family in the fields of Elysium. Yet I toil on, because I believe in bringing delicious refreshment to children. I'm the ghost of President Abraham Lincoln.
And I'm Tom Waits. It was on a cold November night. I had fallen down some stairs behind a donkey rental shop down by the docks. A stranger helped me up. He told me how thirsty kids are today with their on-the-go lifestyles. It was this cowboy right here.
Tom Waits, I said. Children have soccer practice, Spanish lessons, video games. We needs must bring them the kind of refreshment that only artificial flavors and high-fructose corn syrup can provide. Well, once we got Morrissey on board, we had the team needed to make our all-new extreme juice pouch.
I'm gonna juice pouch, and now I won't ever be so thirsty. I can't bear to talk to anyone. I'll sit in the corner and drink this extreme juice pouch.
Available in wild strawberry, turbo cotton candy, old menthol cigarettes.
And teardrops.
We created this together in a kitchen over the course of 7 months.
I thought Daniel Day-Lewis was pretty good as me in that movie, but it seemed a little acty, you know? Well, I just wanted to get that out there. I don't get to talk to people much, seeing as I am a ghost.
Oh, mother dear, I am prostrate on the football pitch. The other extroverted children have trampled me over. If I could have an extreme juice pouch, perhaps my childhood wouldn't be so vulgar.
Childhood is always vulgar, Morrissey. Life is vulgar.
As is death, my friend. But at least you can taste refreshment, if you're alive. Unlike me, the ghost of Abraham Lincoln. Extreme juice pouches. Try them today.
Andy Richter as Lincoln, Chris Koza as Morrissey, me as Waits. More with TV's Andy Richter and singer-songwriter Nico Case in a moment. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with actor and writer Andy Richter and singer Nico Case. Pop song correspondences. Bruce Springsteen apologizes. Dear Mary, I'm sorry for my behavior at the party last night. I'd been drinking because of this personal problem I've been dealing with. Anyway, I was out of line to try to pick up on you in that inappropriate, infantilizing way.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go away and leave you all alone? No, no. I got a bad desire.
See, there was an electrical problem at my house last week, and the whole place burned down. As terrible as that was, what's worse is that the after effects still linger.
Oh, I'm on fire.
I have literally been on fire, engulfed in actual flames for 6 days now. It's a long time. As you can tell by my vocal delivery, I'm just trying to stay calm and hope it goes out on its own, but it hasn't. So I've been drinking. Trying to hook up with women who can offer comfort or fire extinguishers.
Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? Can he do you the things I don't do? Oh, no, I can take you high.
I don't even know what I mean when I say that. I probably can't take you higher, actually, because my condition seems to be somewhat chronic. See, just when I've extinguished the flame on, say, my hair, then a new blaze erupts on my leg or torso. It hurts so much. I know I should just go swimming or take a shower, but my judgment is pretty clouded from the fire. I try to express myself through poetry, as I did to you last night.
Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull.
But I don't think that poem really captures that being on fire hurts way more than that. I can't even sleep because the flames are damaging my waterbed. Not enough to put out the fire, unfortunately, just enough to make a mess.
At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head.
Yeah, living alongside a train track, it doesn't help. Anyway, Mary, I'm sorry to have bothered you, and if you could recommend a good garden hose, please let me know. Or the phone number of a fire department. I think it's 91-something. I can't remember. I've had a hard time lately with a lot of the things because, you know.
Oh, I'm on fire.
And now I'm going to make some expressions of pain. Sincerely, Bruce Springsteen. hurts so bad. Kelly Hogan as the singing Bruce, the Witnesses as the E Street Band. Support for Wits comes from Rick's Sushi, home of the Rick Roll. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around, and desserts such as green tea ice cream. And from the Institution of Photography, which would like to announce that pictures of other people will now be called otheries, and the ones we know as selfies will just be called pictures. Additional funding comes from SpaghettiOs. Never has there been a more apt nor honest slogan than, uh-oh. And from a pot-smoking kite. Dude is high.
Oh, who's a cute baby? Who's a sweet potato? It's you. It's you, Goo-Goo. I got your nose. All right, I put it back. Got your nose again. All right, I put it back and I got your... Oh, my God. Lindsay!
Yes, what is it?
The baby's nose. It came off the baby.
Oh, okay. Don't panic the baby.
I think this is absolutely the time when we should panic.
But a little sweetie shouldn't panic.
How is she still giggling?
Knock, knock. Anybody home? Any sweet potatoes need an uncle to tickle their tummies?
Perfect timing, your brother.
It is perfect. Come in, Ravis.
Do not involve him in this.
Joe, now is not the time for whatever your thing with Ravis is. He is a baby doctor.
He's not our baby's doctor.
We don't know. This noselessness might be serious.
Well, the baby's still smiling.
Ravis, would you look at the baby, please?
Now, do you really want me to look at the baby?
No.
Because as he just indicated, Joe has not historically wanted me to see this baby, medically doctor speaking.
And I still don't.
Joe, what is your problem with me?
You want to know?
I asked, didn't I?
You borrow things and you don't return them. You breathe through your nose like you're out to win a contest of making the most noise when you breathe. You pronounce fajita, fajita, and you pronounce buffet, buffet. You scoff whenever anyone mentions pennies.
Pennies.
Your handshake is weak. Your seatbelts are scratchy. You vote ironically. Your favorite literary character is Garfield. You think people who like Downton Abbey are lying to impress you. You have one joke and you tell it as poorly as you do often. Your patients leave bad Yelp reviews. You're a baby doctor who gets bad Yelp reviews. And you seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, all that stuff, I just do it to get under your skin.
Why?
Oh, I don't like you.
Well, but I'm great. Why don't you like me?
You're a little judgy.
Ugh, I hate you.
Now, this baby, a sweet, sweet, sweetie potato, sweetie. Were you playing Got Your Nose?
Maybe.
You are not supposed to play Got Your Nose until 10 months. A baby head only locks after it's been out of the mommy for as long as it was in the mommy. You should read When the Baby's Done by Milton R. Nilton.
Well, Netflix it on Amazon.
Oh, I don't care if you do. Let's see, here we go. Ah, voila, nose is back on.
Did her ears just come off?
It sometimes happens. Mr. Potato Head was based on babies this age, you know.
There is no way that that is true.
Oh, you know everything about Mr. Potato Head now, Joe? When did you become Mr. Potato Head's Wikipedia page?
I'm not anyone's any page, but I know Mr. Potato Head's features don't just fall off.
Well, neither do a baby's. You took her nose. That loosened the whole infrastructure. Now, ears are tricky, so here's the deal. I'm going to need the following items on the hurry-up. Witch hazel, a cabinet paddle, two soft washers, baby gel, watch resin, deer vinegar, 2 cups of steam. Do you have Angry Face brand baby soap?
Am I a bad mother if I don't?
No, of course not. Joe's a bad father, that's it.
I am not a bad father.
You played Got Your Nose with a baby. Ever heard of Peekaboo?
Oh, that game is boring.
Okay, I got it. Here.
Okay, well, get ready to write a positive Yelp review because you'll have some positive content for a Yelp review, but bear in mind I have to keep saying this sentence a little longer because it's taking a minute to finish getting the baby's ears to stay on, and this baby has a pair of ears.
Oh, come here.
Ravis, you know, I don't know if it's because you fixed my baby or because I feel better having said all of my hates to you out loud. But I do not hate you as much as I did 10 minutes ago.
Well, hey, thanks. Still hate you, though.
Well, if there's one person whose opinion doesn't matter to me, it's you.
You dopes. This plus hugging is all that family is.
Should we hug?
Sure.
Family.
Andy Richter as Joe, Nico Case as Lindsay, me as Ravis, Kelly Hogan as the sweet, sweet potato baby.
Hello. I'm Tom Waits. Sometimes when I hear the rumble of a diesel truck and it turns my dreams to old bitter cabbage, I think, why am I here?
It's a question I ask myself a great deal. I'm the ghost of President Abraham Lincoln. As I've floated, devoid of form, unseen by the mortal world for, lo, these many decades, I've wondered if I was hated by God. Did he think me so repulsive as to have me shot in front of my wife in a theater? Did he think the hundreds of thousands of men who died to keep the country together died in vain? And then we came up with these chips.
Extreme snack blaster chips with the taste kids love.
Well, and now I feel great. They're the only chip created and endorsed by the ghosts of Abe Lincoln, Tom Waits, and Morrissey.
The flavor comes bursting out in waves of despair and cool ranch. The sharp edges of the chip mirror the shards of my heart. I weep and I sit inside this box.
Nice work there, Morrissey. They're tastier than the fist of a sailor who leaves for Singapore in the morning.
More delicious than the raising of the Union flag over Fort Sumter.
These chips won't fix anything, but they will give you salt if you don't have enough in your tears. Extreme snack blaster chips.
Ask for them by name.
Get these chips today, Mildred, before the dogs do.
Andy Richter as Lincoln, Chris Koza as Morrissey, me as Tom Waits. The Wits Lightning Round, fast questions, short answers, you know, a lightning round. Andy Richter, what job would you most likely have if not for show business?
House painter.
Nico Case, what job would you most likely have if not for music?
Flenser.
Flenser?
Yeah, I read Blubber a lot.
Okay. Nico, what was it like working with Lou Reed on that Velvet Underground and Nico record in 1967?
Totally forgettable.
Andy, as a native of Illinois, would the state be better off changing its name to Thrillinois, Chillinois, or Spillinois?
Chillinois.
Andy and Nico, in the sitcom where you guys are roommates, what causes you to paint that line through the center of the apartment in that one episode?
Snack thieving.
Yeah, snack thieving.
Snack thieving.
Andy and Nico, in the sitcom where you guys are roommates, what would your very special episode be about?
I can't read.
Andy, best advice you've ever received?
Don't do that.
Nico, worst advice you've ever given?
Put vinegar and yogurt in it.
And that's the Wits Lightning Round. Several of our questions come from Wits listeners. We thank them. You can submit questions at witsradio.org/lightning. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome John Munson and the Witnesses featuring Kelly Hogan.
So much going on these days. Forget about instinct. That's not what pays. Pleasure up and down my smile. A cardinal vexed thing.
A lot of people help make WITS happen, thanks to our broadcast engineers, Johnny Vince Evans and Corey Schreppel, our coordinating producer, Hans Buto, and our intern, Sam Siegel. And Fitzgerald Theater staff, Tom Campbell, Mike Wongan, Aaron Cossio, Alan Freckman, and Dan Zimmerman. WITS is written by me and Ben Acker, Wendy Molyneux and Jeff Drake, John Oswald, and Mike Fotis. We were joined this week by music director John Munson and the witnesses, Steve Rome, Joe Savage, Richard Medick, Chris Koza, and Kelly Hogan. We're on Twitter at WITS, on Facebook, and on Tumblr, just look for us, and on the World Wide Web at witsradio.org. You can get information there on past and future shows, and you can sign up for the WITS newsletter. All of our shows are podcasts on iTunes. Check us out, write a review if you could. Thank you to music guest Nico Case and comedian Andy Richter. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. WITS was created by our head of live events, Tony Bull, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.